Hello and welcome back, my curious crowd, my loyal listeners. I'm so happy to know that you are here with me in this new episode now. I know that it has been like an eternity since I've published my last episode, and I just looked it up on my podcasting app where I can basically check on the performance of the podcast and each episode. And I just noticed that the last episode was published on June 30th last year. And I have honestly been considering, like, can I still call this a podcast or is this something else? Well, let's call it a podcast for lack of a better word, and maybe there's not another adequate label for it. But I've been thinking, like, how is it possible that I'm recording episodes only when I have the time and energy to really do it? And sometimes there's like months in between one and another episode. And I actually came to the conclusion that there is no objective institution that defines what a podcast should be and what the, I don't know, objective criteria is to define something as a podcast in the sense of quantity of published episodes. And all that being said, I still have the desire to publish episodes a little bit more frequently because I feel like there's so much going on that we can point out in the context of this podcast, which is to always draw the attention towards how you cultivate your life and how you can become really aware of what you do, what you decide, what you think, what you feel, and how all that, all those little moments make up the entire life that you have. So all that being said, thank you so much for tuning in once more. And in this little and very short episode, I just want to take the time to think back of the last 10 months since the last episode. And I want you to think back to what has happened in the last 10 months, in the last, I don't know, 10 weeks, 4 months, whatever it might be. When you look back at yourself and at what happened during those last few months, what is there that you can notice and appreciate and be thankful for? And I don't just mean the positive moments and the moments where you achieved something or the moments in which you were successful about something or when you finally had that moment of breakthrough or so. It is also about those moments that made you feel irritated and maybe moody or insecure. All those moments too are such an important part of our lives. And I know obviously from my own experience how much in those, let's call them negative moments, we wish them to go away and we just wish for them to pass and for someone to tell us what the best decision will be and what the best solution in that specific situation might be. And still, I only urge you in the whole mentality of this podcast that wants to celebrate all sorts and all perspectives of cultivation in our lives, I want to urge you to don't wish for those moments to go away quickly because they are there to teach you something. You have been honored to go through that task, to go through that friction and your own fragility and to watch everything and be vulnerable about it. And I want to take the opportunity of this specific episode to just invite you with me to think back of those past 10 months that you haven't heard from me in this context. And so what is there to ask? Like, what did you notice in the last months? What change about yourself did you notice? Or what is different in your environment? Or when you think back, how was your September? What did you do for a vacation? Did you even go on a vacation? When did you last relax so deeply that you basically fell into a little rabbit hole of relaxing flow and you allowed yourself to just really, I don't know, let go of your daily life? When you think back of those last 10 months, was there a person that you were specifically worried about? And what about that person now? In those last 10 months, how many times were you really proud of yourself, even for little things in daily life that you achieve and that we all achieve every day? It is those moments that we should take, not only on special occasions when there is, I don't know, typically people like to think back of the past months when the year comes to an end and they want to look back and finish the year and look into the new year with all those New Year's resolutions. But I feel like, and I think I even mentioned this before in the podcast, every single day is the beginning of a new year. And every single day can be the beginning of a new life, or at least of a new part of yourself that you have not brought to full bloom until now. And every single day you can tap into your own inner world and allow some new part or new perspective of your character to be expressed in a way that it has never been expressed before. And as I always say in the podcast, stay curious about yourself and how you evolve over time, and don't wait for some special occasions like New Year's Eve or so to allow yourself to look at those kind of things, because every single day we have little moments of insight or learnings or noticeable change. And that can be through an unexpected conversation. It can be through a threatening letter. It can be through a doubtful thought. It can be through an actual event, like you get promoted at work, or it can be anything really. And every single time we train ourselves to look into those tiny little moments where life offers us a new experience that changes and alters the shape of our inner world, I feel like that is way more than just a beautiful skill that allows you to be more aware with yourself. It is actually an accumulation of opportunities in which you have the leverage to alter the course of your life. So it is just a mathematical equation, I guess. Because the more often you pay attention to how you perceive what happens within and outside of yourself, the more often you will collect that data in your head and have a better understanding of how you function, how you react instinctively, and how you can react when you give yourself more tolerance over how you could react to a certain event. And I feel like the more often we practice that, the more opportunities we have to step in and be like, okay, in the past three jobs, I always did that when a person lashed out on me, or in my last two relationships, I would always react in this and that specific way when my partner said something specific. What I'm actually saying is, at some point you realize what the triggers are for your thought processes. And the more often you observe the triggers and observe your behavior, the better you will be able to understand the mechanisms behind and be able to alter them in a way that feels better for you in the short run, in the sense of like feels better for you in the situation. But obviously, because of the learning effect of that, will also feel better for you in the long run. And I feel like this is just a very quick and short invitation, both for you to cultivate that awareness about yourself in your daily life, but also for me, maybe a little sneaky way of getting back into my way of podcasting, because I have not prepared a single word for this episode. I'm just talking the way I would talk to a friend and send a voice message to a friend. So I feel like maybe this was an invitation for all of us to reintroduce ourselves to ourselves and to certain habits that we have, to certain thought mechanisms that we have. And I feel like that honors the whole philosophy behind this podcast. And I feel like that is all I wanted to tell you for this episode. Nothing much, but maybe a lot still. It's on you to decide. I would be so honored and happy to see you back in my next episode. I have talked to two people who are so hyped to be a guest on my podcast. And I know I've been talking about that in the past, but this time I made it a little bit more realistic because I finally ordered a second set of recording gear, like a microphone and headphones and stuff like that. So that is partly already here at my place and partly still in the process of shipment, but it will be here very soon. And then I am out of excuses. That's what I can tell you for now. So we all have reasons to be excited and curious. And in that spirit, I want to say bye and see you soon, talk to you soon, hear from you soon. I appreciate all your feedback and all the time that you spend with me on this exciting journey of cultivating a podcast, because you're obviously part of this podcast. So thank you for being here. Exciting times ahead. Thank you for your loyalty and your feedback and your time. And I'll talk to you very soon.